There are several countries engaged in attempting to bring Islam, the religion followed by the majority of their populations, into governance. Last week, I discussed in this space why Pakistan, created as a Muslim state by its founder Muhammad Ali Jinnah, was not meant to be a religious state. It was created as a nation-state in which British India's large Muslim population could comfortably practice their ways and culture. Jinnah made it clear that Western-style representative democracy would be the basis of governance. There were several departures from this model when the military intervened and ruled over the state under four different governments, from 1958 to 2008. General Ayub Khan took over the reins of the government and became the first military leader. In 2008, General Pervez Musharraf, the fourth military ruler who staged a coup in 1999 and threw out the elected government of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, agreed to bring back civil rule and held elections in the country. What followed Musharraf's departure in 2008 was the arrival of competitive democracy, with political parties working to gain power. The military governed Pakistan for 32 years of the country's existence as an independent state for 78 years. At this time in the Muslim world, there are several states with majority Muslim populations that are figuring out how to bring Islam into governance. Today I will examine two cases, close to the two ends of the Muslim world, Turkey in the west and Bangladesh in the east. First, the Bangladesh case. Bangladesh was carved out of the parent state of Pakistan in 1971. Ethnicity was the reason why it chose separation rather than continuing to remain as parent Pakistan's eastern wing. Bengalis, who went on to become Bangladeshis, were not opting out to become an Islamic state. The attempt to do that came half a century later. Mujib Mashal and Saif Hasanet wrote a story published by the New York Times on April 2 under the title, As Bangladesh Reinvents Itself, Islamist Extremists Make a Push. They wrote, As Bangladesh tries to rebuild its democracy and chart a new future for its 175 million people, the streak of Islamic extremism that has long lurked beneath the country's secular facade is bubbling to the surface. As the country was writing a new constitution, the Islamists made it clear that they were working to push Bangladesh in a more fundamentalist direction. That was not the aim of the student-led movement that forced Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina out of her office and out of the country. She continues to live in India. Officials who were working on drafting the new constitution acknowledged that it was likely to drop secularism as a defining characteristic of Bangladesh, replacing it with pluralism and redrawing the country along more religious lines. Jamaat-e-Islami, the largest and most organized Islamic party, sees a big opportunity.